In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. So who is the God who will deliver you? Nebuchadnezzar said, in all of his officialdom and power of his governmental strength. Don't you love him? Later on, he'll even make a law banning the banning of Yahweh religion. And anyone who acts against this law is to be ripped limb from limb. Silly Nebuchadnezzar. You can't turn people into believers by the law. But he thinks he can. And so earlier in the story, he commands that the furnace be heated up. Even hotter than normal, what? Seven times was it the normal? How hot would that be? And he orders Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had the gall to stand up to Nebuchadnezzar's law. He orders, demands that they be cast into this fiery furnace. They're bound and taken by good soldiers obeying their leader, who then get consumed by the flames. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are tossed in. You know it. They're tossed in such a way that they fall over when they get in there. Poor Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were nice folk. Except they stand up. Now, we know that is what happens. But remember, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not know that that would happen. Remember, they said, we have no need to answer you, Nebuchadnezzar, in this matter. Our God is able to save us if that's what he chooses to do. But if not, know this. We're not going to worship some false god. The true God is more important to us than our lives. I wish I lived that way every day. Maybe in those big tests, it's a little easier, maybe. So many of these little tests every day, where all sorts of other things become more important than the true God. When we lie or say evil about somebody else just to make ourselves look better, at least in our own mind, what are we doing? We're bowing down to ourselves instead of the true God. When we worry, we're bowing down to ourselves, or the god of money, or the god of whatever that we're worried about, popularity, whatever it is, instead of the true God. He promises to take care of us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do not know what's going to happen. Oh, they know ultimately they'll be all right. They love Yahweh. They know Yahweh loves them. But they don't know what's going to happen. And isn't that true in every one of these readings, really? At least the historic ones, the ones that aren't promising us those great and wonderful promises. I mean, if you were there at the beginning of creation, you'd have no idea how that was going to come out at the end. No idea at all. Now we see it and we go, oh, of course, sure. Yeah, fish and birds and animals and this incredible sky. All these things, land and gravity. But that's only because we see it now in the rearview mirror. And the flood. I mean, you're Noah, you're supposed to build this ark. There hasn't been rain. What? All these animals, how's this going to work? And then you get on the ark, and what did they wait? 7 days before it starts raining? Can you imagine, Mrs. Noah? What? Honey, are you sure about this? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, tossed in there not knowing what's going to happen. And who's there? Who's there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It's one, according to Nebuchadnezzar, he's our eyewitness, one like a son of the gods. Well, we know the Son of God. And we know he was, in fact, there. He was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's interesting, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out, where is the Son of God then? Is he still in the fire? I don't think so. Well, he's everywhere. But he was certainly still with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He loved them. They're his people. There are going to be, in this coming year, in fact, maybe tonight and tomorrow, if our Lord gives us another year and another tomorrow, there are going to be days when we feel like we're all bound up, like we're being tossed into a future that we do not understand. It might be dark, might be frightening, it might be fiery and burning. It might hurt. But there will be our Jesus. He will be with you. He will not forsake you or leave you. For you see, He already has been through every temptation you bear. He already has done in the worst that could happen to us, damnation, which won't happen to you in Christ. The worst that could happen to any human being happened to Jesus already. And the worst that can happen to us followers of Jesus, insult and mocking and death, He's already been through that for us. And not again in some way where He's dismissive of our being bound and our being led away, but in a way that makes Him even more empathize with our worries and doubts and fears and troubles. And He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead not to run off away to heaven to hide away from us, but He rose from the dead in our human flesh and blood that He would give us His new heart, He would give us His perfect righteousness, so that He, our blood brother and our God, would be with you in the fiery furnace of your life, in all of them, in every single one of them, there with you. Oh, what, years ago, the kids had a play at our school. It's Cool in the Furnace, I think it was called. And they were dancing in the furnace. Oh, I don't know. We don't dance every day, do we? But Jesus is with us every day to hear our cries, to plead on our behalf, and to deliver to us in His Word and His body and blood and in our baptismal washing, which connected us to His death and resurrection and made it our very own. He's there to give us His life today and tomorrow and forever. All those promises fulfilled in Him. A new heart, a new life, safe to the other side. Our enemies, Satan, sin, and death, drown, lying dead on the beach. And our Lord leads us on to life. Yeah, we don't know exactly how this is all going to turn out exactly. I mean, we know the final picture, but we don't know the penultimate, the between here and there. But we know who's going to be there. The same Jesus who lives and reigns and is with us now, blesses us in His Word, and will come to us now to dine with you and me in His body and blood. For our forgiveness, for our peace. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of God which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.